Uwe, you've got to your first target, 50 points
achieved.
That's one thing. The second thing, the game, what did you think about your team's performance today?
First 50 points in January, end of January. Very good. Very good. I couldn't dream about that when I started in August. And all credit to everybody involved. Players, most and foremost players, but staff, coaches and officials, leaders in the club. So now we will sit next week together after we have a little mini break to recover and set ourselves new targets, ambitious targets. And I have no, when you saw that game today, I'm not worried at one little bit that we now take it easy or we're blowing up. Because today this point came from heart. It was not about good play or good tactics or that how we played in the second half, where we was clearly not physically at our best against a team who had in the last 2 weeks no game, how we came back. And in the end, we had 3-4 big chances to even win the game. That point was for me the most satisfying point the whole season.
Well, that's a fairly big statement, really, but yeah. I understand exactly what you mean. It was a point that was gained through perseverance, wasn't it? Yeah, and you just kept going right to the very end.
The first half, we knew from the block of three games, we knew the last one against Southend, especially by seeing them having no games, being fresh and motivated and just coming on the back of a 13 games unbeaten. So I know that will be the most difficult game, and I said in my program notes it was the most difficult home game we had all season. All credit to Phil. They did a really good job on us. The first half, they dominated us physically. They dominated us with their tactics, with the diamond. Couldn't get on the ball, we couldn't play. And we looked like second best all over the pitch. It was not about one player or two players, it was collectively. We looked second best. And second half, I said, we need to stay in the game and keep it to only 1-0. And in the end, our fitness will take over. Because with the substitutions, but also with the general fitness we had, in the last 20, 30 minutes, we really pushed into the wire and we deservedly got the point. And when you saw the second half and the momentum we had in the end with the chances we got, we could even won it. But I think credit to Southend, they did a good job on us in the beginning, in the first half. A draw is a fair result.
You think teams are looking at where you are and the run that you're on and they're setting up differently against you? They're trying to combat, coming to Highbury and trying to stop you playing?
No, I don't think that was the key today. I think the key was we couldn't physically compete. We was second best in every 50-50 ball. We took too long on the ball. We had too many touches on the ball. We lost the ball most of the time in the first half. Our decision
that's what led to the goal, wasn't it, really?
On the decision making, we was too slow and not accurate enough. So that all comes not through lack of effort or lack of attitude. That comes through the amount of games we have played and the minutes we have played. We was running on Tuesday evening 116k, and for me today I was fearing that game today. And for me, it is this point that we resolved that into the point and the way we came back. That was a massive statement for me as a coach. That was an unbelievable effort today.
When the equalising goal came, it was a beauty, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a beauty. I mean, we had better chances to score the equaliser, and I think we had better chances to even win it in the end. But the goal came through an unbelievable individual effort from a class player.
11 for the season for David, and you refer to David Ball, and he is that, isn't he? He's an outstanding footballer.
Yeah, I think we as a team, we struggled, and sometimes you need people who get you out of jail. And I think Devante came on, he looked very, very lively. And I kept Bally on. Bally didn't have one of his best games in general, like 8, 9, 10 players had as well. But I always knew Bally can do something extraordinary. And that is that he's proven me right, and that is why he is so important for us.
Nobody can walk away from the Highbury Stadium, and this has happened more than once this year already. You end up with four strikers on the pitch, and you're almost playing 4-2-4 at the end to try to get something out of the game.
Exactly, that was the tactic in the end, 4-2-4. And to be fair, Ash Hunter had cramps, but he didn't want to come off. Credit to him. Devante came on, he gave us a big momentum. And then Bally comes up with something special. And this week was was brutal for us in the way what we had run on kilometers, on high intensity runs, and I have so much respect for my players.
Do you think that there's something special happening at this football club at the moment?
I think it's important now we recover well. We have now 2 weeks where we're having no midweek game before we're going again in a block of tough games. It's a little bit too early to say. What I can tell you, one thing is that there is a special atmosphere, a special spirit in our group, and I think that makes me absolutely confident that we, after reaching our first target in the season, league target, with the 50 points, that we are not stopping, that we will go from strength to strength. And where that takes us, I don't know, but I think we're looking good, and coming away today with that point against a very strong team, that's a statement.
Talking about the group, you've made some additions, which you're obviously delighted with, that we've discussed. There may be players on the way out. I'm thinking about Egert Jonsson. Is there anything you can tell us on Egert's situation?
Egert Jonsson is one of the best professionals I ever met. He might will leave. I think it's not any papers. It's not signed. He has offers from abroad. Couple of offers. What I got told, he's on his way. But I just want to thank him when he goes. Thank him from my part, from the team's part, but also from the whole club. He's a fantastic human being, a very hardworking player who was adding so much into our environment in the way he was being in the dressing room, in the way he's been on the training pitch, in the way he's been never sulk, he's never put himself above the team. He's always understood that it's about the team, it's about getting results. And I told him whenever he wants any help from me, I'll be always there for him.
In terms of other departures, is there anybody else imminently looking like they may be leaving the club?
No, but transfer window is open till Tuesday, so I can't see any major player leaving us. But players who had not been in the squad, there's maybe probably one or two we might will get a phone call later on in the window.
Just lastly about Chris Long, because obviously been reported this week that he's going to go back to Burnley, but has he played his last game, do you think, or is he still part of the setup here?
No, I can't see him being part of the setup, purely because his agent saw us on Tuesday. He came from London up to tell us the player wants to leave. I had a meeting with Chris on Wednesday where he confirmed that to me, that he wants to leave because of lack of starting minutes. I mean, he started 19 games for us this season, and being injured and suspension is still a big number of starts. But I respected his wish. I thanked him for the effort he put in. But I think when a player wants to leave, and what we're having out there on spirit, I don't think the player will come back or he will be part of us again. I don't think so.
Is that slightly disappointing from you that somebody wants to leave this group?
No, I told him I wanted to keep him. I said, Chris, I think it's a defining moment in your career. I said, fight yourself through. You will get games. I promise you. As long as you train hard and work hard, and you will get games, and you fire one or two goals in, and you get your confidence back. We have not sending him back. That was his wish from his agent and from the player. I would have kept him happily because I think he integrated himself very well. He was very good in the first 6-7 games for us, and I always felt as a player sometimes you have to fight yourself through adversity to come good again. And I would have hoped that he would have stayed, but I can't risk this spirit in the group. When players don't want to be there, then I have to say, okay, I will not stand in your way, and that is what I did.